Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, where business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, best-selling authors of Lists That Save My Business and founders of Experience Pros University, are inspiring you to get your business right. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. So I'm gonna tone down the news for you today.
All right.
Had some commentary.
So it's not gonna be revolutionary.
Had some commentary on my revolutionary news in the last segment.
Are you going to apologize?
Heck no.
What?
Oh, no. No. I did nothing wrong. I simply reported the news. And you cannot help. When it's time to report the news, you got to report the news. In the news today, Lake Worth, Florida, a condominium resident was met with a shock when she discovered a live shark in the building's pool.
What?
Yeah, and this is not just a little baby shark, you know, like the little freshwater sharks or stuff like that. This is a 5-foot black tip shark.
In the pool.
In the pool in the condo.
How close is this to the ocean?
Apparently, the shark didn't jump, if that's what you're asking. And it wasn't picked up by a seagull or something like that.
It hadn't lived there all its life.
No, of course not. The pool is full of chlorine and stuff that sharks don't like.
Right. Why was there a shark in the pool?
Well, the woman reported seeing two men running from the scene at the time of her discovery, and somebody contacted the Fish and Wildlife, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and. Yeah, they dropped a shark into the pool.
They dropped a shark into the pool.
Yeah.
Two men just carrying a shark and then dropped
it
into
the pool. Well, in Florida, that's normal behavior. I mean, isn't it?
No.
Don't you? Your parents live out in Florida. Don't they carry sharks from time to time? Black tips?
Okay.
Five-foot black tips?
I think...
I mean, your dad's got a little hitch in his get-along, but I'll bet you he carries the tail end.
This is not true.
No, it is true.
I think this is not true.
No, this is true. This comes right over the wire. This is absolutely true. It happened yesterday, and shark in the water, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission came over and fished that shark back out and released it into the intercoastal waterway after being removed from the pool.
So now we're just, like, moving sharks around. We're, like, taking them for walks like little puppies, and now they're in.
I think this was two kids, and I don't have anything to back that up. This is just Eric.
Caught a shark and didn't know what to do with it?
Yeah. Not didn't know what to do with it, but said, hey, this would be funny if we put it in the neighbor's pool. I used to knock people into my neighbor's pool. I said that my neighbor was, he was a famous preacher.
How long do you think the shark could have lived in that pool?
Not very long at all. In fact, I am concerned for the health of the shark anyways, because it's got
chlorine now
through its gills and respiratory system. And so you can pick it up and put it back in the intracoastal waterway, but that may or may not be the end of the shark's woes.
So, yeah, next week we're going to find him up on the sand. Because he did not survive.
We don't know that for sure, but that's certainly a possibility. It's not a very funny joke. And imagine if you were in the hot tub at the time. I mean, your neighbor's got teeth. And he's not happy.
Poor Eric. He'd want to, like, you know, saddle up to go, hey, baby, come here often.
So I used to, well, when I was a student many years ago in college at Black Hill State University, I actually had to take a pre-med biology, and part of that was the dissection of a shark. And these sharks were not 5 feet long. They were 2.5 feet long. But... man, you know, sharks are not smooth. They're very rough and leathery, and they mean business on that teeth end. I'm just saying. Yeah.
That's shocking news. They mean business on that teeth end. I'm glad you shared that with us.
You know, it's cicada season.
I don't know what that means.
You know those cicadas, those big, giant bugs?
Oh, yeah.
Creepy. Right. Bugs that come out of trees and rub and make noises, and then there's a whole sound of cicadas all over the place. Well, in Alice Springs, Australia, they caught slow motion video of, you know, time lapse video of a cicada, a nymph, shedding its exoskeleton and emerging as an adult. And I'll tell you what,
cool.
It is cool and creepy all at the same time.
Right, right. You would never get to see that.
I have those things hanging on the wall of my apartment, not on the inside, but on the outside, and they freak me out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So did you watch the video?
I did.
Was it cool?
It was.
Yeah, that would be.
But that's as close as I'm ever going to get to that bug.
All right. Well, we're going to move over to it's time for some...
Why?
Inspiration and business tips. What do you mean, why?
Why?
Because it's time. It's on the calendar. It's the schedule. And Miss Sandy Corrigan with Keller Williams is on the line. This segment is brought to you by Prospect Mortgage. Sandy, welcome.
Oh, hi, you guys. I can see you, and the empty chair is there that I'm usually sitting in with
I know.
I'm not there today, but anyway.
You're with us in spirit, Sandy, and we miss you as well. But
well, why?
Right. That's
right,
what I've been asking.
That's the topic of the day.
Nice.
So, yes, I want to talk about our big why, and you guys just got back from a great vision seminar with Carrie, where I'm sure you were spending days talking about everybody's vision and big why.
Absolutely.
And so I would like to know one thing each of you came away with in terms of your big why for 2016.
I'll start. I think that my why, our why here at Experience Pros, is and always has been the customer experience. We want our members to experience revolutionary change in their business. We want them to, I want to make a difference. That's my big why.
That's a good why.
I love it. How about you, Angel?
You know, Sandy, it was funny because we were talking about this and my why continues to change. And I often think that my why doesn't feel big enough on some days. And, you know, because I think we're out there, we're making a difference. I love seeing when something we've done has an impact on somebody else and it makes a difference. And maybe that I saved their life, I saved their business, or I saved their marriage or relationship just by being encouraging to them. But then there are days that I think, well, I don't know if that's really my why or if that's just...
That's pretty big.
Right? Or if that's just...
It's pretty big, yeah. I mean, I think that's why we all resonate with one another because, you know, I always say my big why is to love well by doing good. Mm. I want to keep it really simple. And my word this year is love. And when I started to think about the big why, I think your big why, you have a lot of little whys that lead up to a big why, and it changes oftentimes with the seasons of life and the things that we want to do and the part that our families play and other people play in our lives. However, I think that if you really have a big why, you really can't ever accomplish it in your lifetime.
Mm.
And as a coach, I think one of my favorite things to do with a client right in the beginning is to really dig deep, if they'll let me, into why do they want to make the money, why this business, why this product, why this way of doing things, why this target audience, because the more laser focused they can be, the more energy that goal is going to get them and the faster they can get out of bed in the morning to accomplish it.
Sandy, do you think that the why must come before the how?
Always. Yeah. I think that we dig into the how and what really easily, and there's a million books on how to do this and what to do. However, when we dig into the big why piece, the how and what really does come. It comes very authentically and naturally. It comes without effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. And I think that we're scared to, that we think we have to know the how before we can have the why, I think, sometimes, Sandy, don't you think?
We do. We do. We think that we have to have all this strategy. And yet, you know, in working with people across really the world, clients, coaching clients across the world, when they identified with what they were really passionate about, they started attracting people. They started attracting resources. They started attracting the perfect strategy for them. They tapped into that spiritual element of who they are, who they're created to be. And the how and the what got really easy. And it also got smaller. So one of the things we tend to do is we have a big why, but then we think we have to have this giant what and how. And really, the big why actually helps us get smaller to get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
This is good news. I think this is, you know, because I think we often have to, you know, we put ourselves out there and we logic ourselves and think we have to have it all figured out, T's crossed, I's dotted. But when you've got the big why and you surround yourself with others that are encouraging you in that why, all of those other pieces come together. Sandy, if somebody's not sure about their why and having that all pulled together, is there a good number they can reach out to you at?
Yes, I want to talk to you about your big why. I really want to help you identify it. And my target, I want to help at least 50 full-time clients this year, help them find their big why. And so you can call me at 303-907-1010, 303-907-1010, or find me at Facebook at Sandra Corrigan and talk to me. Tell me what it is. I want to help you figure it out.
Love it. Sandy, thank you so much for joining us. We sure appreciate that. And folks, do call that 303-907-1010. Sandy will help you. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Angel. And just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. When you feel down and
out, sing a song, it'll make your day. Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us today. We're here to talk to you a little bit about your finances. Turn up the volume, not down.
Well, we've been talking a lot about business coaches and setting goals for this year, but without cash flow, you're going to put a jinx in all of your systems. Right. So are you ready to help your business grow? We've got Tom Brinkley from Revere Finance with our business tip this week. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Eric and Angel.
Tom, very nice to have you on the show. Now, Revere Finance has been financing businesses since 1969 using what they call invoice factoring. For new listeners to the show, give a little bit of background. What is invoice factoring and how does it help?
What I'd like to do is take this opportunity to go over a success story with a staffing company that we've helped out in the Denver area.
Sure.
It's a Denver staffing company. It started out with an executive that had saved up some money and decided to start his own staffing company, came out of the hotel industry, and he decided to target Colorado hotels. As you may or may not know, many hotels are owned by franchisees, and a lot of the hotels decide to outsource their staff when it comes to services like housekeeping and banquet servers, those types of folks.
Sure.
So this startup staffing company had some savings, and they quickly outgrew their savings because every week at the end of the week, they would get a signed timesheet by the area hotels providing proof that the work was done by the staff that they had furnished to do the housekeeping and the banquet serving. And after the end of each week of getting the signed timesheets, they would send in their bills to these hotels. On average, it's a net 30 pay for those invoices to be paid. So this small business owner had to cover the cost of payroll, payroll taxes, and workers' comp costs plus operational costs for 5 pay periods before they received their first payment.
Oh.
That's a lot.
That could break the camel's back.
Right?
That's right. So he quickly exhausted his savings as he was succeeding in getting additional orders. So a $50,000 payroll per week can easily extend to $250,000 that you're waiting on because there's a 4 to 5 week period while you're waiting to receive payment for those invoices. Does that make sense?
It certainly makes sense, crystal clear. So did he pick up the phone and call Riviera?
Absolutely. And he was actually referred to us by his banker. The banker was kind enough to set up his business checking account when he first became a business owner. And then when his savings was exhausted, he was speaking to his banker about a small business loan, and unfortunately, most banks aren't able to provide lending services to a new business, especially one that's growing really fast.
Sure.
Right, and so you think, okay, well, my own, you know, I've depleted all my savings, so now I need to go and get a loan. The bank says no, because you're a small business and all those other issues that come to it. Plus, even if they did say yes, now you're taking on new debt, which is not helpful for this young growing business as well. But a lot of times, Tom, we think that's our only solution. And if the bank says no, we think that's it. We don't have any other options.
And Angel, you brought up a really good point. Each time our client is approached or picks up a new hotel client, before he begins work and sends out staff, trains and hires people, he immediately contacts us to credit approve that hotel. Many of these hotels themselves could be startups. They may not have credit. They may not be credit worthy, or they're not on a strong financial footing and we're not able to approve them for credit. And our clients thank us for letting us know that ahead of time.
Of course, of course. Our guest is Tom Brinkley, and he's with Riviera Finance, rivierafinance.com. The phone number to call, 800-872-7484. Again, 800-872-7484, serving the entire U.S. and Canada as well. Tom, a final thought on, you know, if people that we're talking to right now are in that situation, you guys do the background check, you guys do the credit check, you make sure, and you deliver within 24, 48 hours, am I right?
That is correct.
That's just amazing.
I love it. 800-872-7484. Tom, thanks so much for our tip and our story this week, a true story of how Riviera Finance is helping small business. So we know that you can help all our listeners as well. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Eric and Angel.
Absolutely. Tom Brinkley, Riviera Finance, rivierafinance.com. So New Year's here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Have you got your everything lined up and everything is good?
What do you mean, everything lined up and everything is good? You mean my goals, my checklist, my calendar, all of my to-do lists, all of that?
I want to get you to productivity nirvana. Excuse me.
As he hacks up a lung.
Yeah.
Productivity nirvana. What would that be?
Well,
like where everything gets checked off, everything gets done, and I feel like I still have plenty of time. I didn't put in a 14-hour day. I go home and spend time with my family and friends in the evening like that?
Well, maybe. You know, Tim Ferriss, who's the author of The 4-Hour Work Week, that's a little extreme, if you ask me. I'm not looking for you to jump to 4 hours.
I'm not either. We actually took a couple of weeks off at the end of the year, and it wasn't quite, you know, on some of the days, somebody would call me and, Angel, what are you doing? Well, I'm at the office. That's how I take my time off.
Yeah.
There's still stuff that has to get done. And even though I want to take time off, if I don't do it, it doesn't take it off my to-do list. But even in, like, my son was home for 2 weeks from school.
Right.
About a week and a half in, he says, I'm ready to go back. I like the structure. I like seeing my friends. I like all the things that I do. And I think that I'm in that space with work. I like all the people I get to hang out with. I like the things that I do. Maybe I don't want to do it 16 hours a day anymore.
Right.
Could I knock that down to a 12-hour day?
Sure.
Maybe even a 10-hour day?
Absolutely. Maybe even an 8-hour day and join normal folks.
That's like a half day.
You know, Tim Ferriss, I mentioned him. He wrote a great article for Inc.com. And one of the things he says, he's interviewing Derek Sievers, who's a programmer and a philosopher. And he says, I'm trying to get in, you know, to the nitty-gritty on that productivity. And Derek Sievers has a one-liner, and I hope it doesn't offend. He says this: if it's not a hell yeah, it should be a no. You're either in,
like, or totally, yeah, I want, right, that, I love that,
or
yes, yes,
no,
or no.
It's incisive thinking that has always impressed Tim Ferriss. And he says, look, you know, those of you who often overcommit or feel too scattered may appreciate the new philosophy that says, if I'm not saying hell yeah,
then
I'm saying no.
You know, and I think there's an element of productivity that comes from saying no. And, you know, when I look at my calendar is kind of my gatekeeper, right, to keeping me from being too busy and overcommitted. I do put personal things into my calendar and say, I'm sorry, I'm busy. And I'm, you know, I keep weekends for my personal time. I
sure
put some boundaries to it. But it's true, as new things come on,
it's got to be that gut level.
Yeah.
I'm passionate about it or I'm not. And recognize if you're not,
Right?
Just say, I'm going
to pass. Because here's the thing, too. If you say yes to something that you're not passionate about, you're taking it away from somebody else that could say yes to it, and it truly is their passion.
Absolutely. So thanks to Tim Ferriss. If it's not a hell yeah, you know, say no. And that's Derek Stevers that came up with that.
So I think, you know, Eric, should you stay at work the rest of the day?
No.
No. He's going to go home.
I am. As soon as this is over, I'm going to go catch some Z's. But don't go yet, because we're not done yet. We got to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, more positive business talk on the Experience Pros.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than half a million small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690.
That's 800-834-4690.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Experience Bros Radio Show, where we just got off a big old jet airliner, and oh my gosh, there were some weird things going on our plane. I don't know we're 100% kosher.
What do you mean?
Well,
I took a nap. I mean, I'm allowed to take a nap.
I'm so jealous of you and your husband.
The Bronco game on TV, but we turned the volume down.
Right, completely off, because that would be rude to have the volume on for people who can't see it or whatever. But you and your husband, you slept the entire flight, and I'm so jealous. Jay was watching all the way through. You were sitting in the middle. Jay was on the window. I was on the aisle, and we were watching on the iPad the Bronco game, and we got to halftime, and Jay literally, he kind of, stuck his shoulders back a little bit, and he's out.
Yeah.
He's out.
Once Jay, if his head is supported, so a headrest, like anything, a wall behind him. He can sleep just instantly and then wake up instantly.
You're pretty much the same way, at least by what I observed on the plane.
I was asleep for an hour and a half.
While you were sleeping, this should be a good title for a movie. I think about that. Two rows up, there was a guy who, I swear, it could have been me. He was
snoring, full blown snore on the airplane.
And everybody around was laughing. I mean, and they're just, heads popping up and looking behind and seeing. They were all laughing, and that is exactly how I.
Well, these days, air travel is pretty amazing. We do it all the time, no blink of an eye. We were laughing yesterday because of somebody who brought their turkey on as their emotional companion onto an airplane. But here are some things that maybe you should not do when it comes to traveling. And I'm sad that we actually have to say these out loud. But the reason that they're on the list is because people are doing these things.
The reason this particular article was written is because a passenger was forced to hand a note to a flight attendant asking for an announcement to check the health of a person breaking wind in rows 10 to 12.
Somewhere in there, somebody crawled up inside and died. Yeah. And it was so bad they had to ask for the flight attendant's help. Okay. Here's the number one thing on the top of the list of things you should not do on an airplane if you're looking for airplane etiquette, and that is going barefoot.
Barefoot.
Do not take your shoes off on an airplane. And, I think, people want to loosen their laces, right? Loosen it up.
Slip off your shoes, but don't take your socks off.
No, don't
What's
take your shoes
off. What's wrong
with you?
You're not Gandhi.
Don't take your shoes off. And if you do take your, don't take your socks off either. Leave them on. If you need to loosen them. But leave your footwear on.
And if you did take your shoes and socks off and and you need a pair of clippers, and I'm talking like beard trimmers for your toes.
Oh, now, now, now. You don't got to shame the hairy foot guy.
That is a hobbit if I ever saw one.
All right. Yeah. Feet. People have a thing with feet. All right.
All right. How about asking your neighbor that you don't know? You just, you know, it's not like you and me sitting next to each other on a plane, but, you know, somebody
you
I just
do
sat
this
down
totally.
Next to you.
You going to finish that?
With you. But you I do not go to a neighbor. I do not go to
Can
a neighbor.
Can I have your peanuts?
No.
Can I have your peanuts?
No, don't do
don't
that.
Don't ask that. Changing diapers in the seats. The only reason that you think that's acceptable is because that is your baby, but everybody thinks that is disgusting. No, you take the baby to the changing room.
That's poo.
It is. Using ineffective headphones. Right? Everybody can hear everything else going on around you. You're in your happy place, but we are not.
Right. Listen.
Sniffing. This is Angel's pet peeve.
Yeah.
I hate this. People do this around me, and I'm like, just blow your nose. I will hand somebody a Kleenex who has been sniffing.
I've had people do that to me.
Just blow your nose. Please just blow your nose. Mm-hmm. Stop sniffing.
Yeah.
Putting your feet through the gap in the seats, even if you have your shoes on, still a no-no.
No, I do that at the theater, though. Is that all right? Is that all right at the theater?
Okay, these things apply in a movie theater also.
Well, but
keep
there's
your
nobody
shoes
sitting
on.
In the seats in front
Don't
of me.
Don't ask for the neighbors. Don't put your feet up in the seats in front of you.
Okay.
Okay. You can't. How do you get your feet up there?
I have very little room. That's the only place my feet go.
I do try to put my feet up like on the stool or something. Like I do like my feet up because they're dangling.
Right.
No.
So Angel and I, when we sit, if you're watching the video, you can see that we sit at exactly the same height. When we're sitting down, our heads are pretty much the same height. But she got no legs.
I got no legs. I can actually stand up under the bulkhead with shoes on.
With high heels on.
Right. So here's the thing. They say these are things you should not do on an airplane. Standing up as soon as the seatbelt sign is turned off after landing. You hear like the ding, you know, we park, it goes ding, everybody unclicks, click, 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 and everybody stands up.
I'm actually one who does that.
Okay, but here's the thing. The doors are still very much closed. We're not going anywhere. Now your backside is in my face.
All right. Whose armrest is it anyway?
It is my armrest.
Hogging the armrest is apparently something that's frowned upon as well.
All right.
Is there a rule? Do you know armrest to the right, armrest to the left, both armrests, front of the armrest, back of the armrest? What's the rule?
Yeah, how do you share an armrest? Do we share an armrest, or does everybody?
Person in the middle.
Everybody leans to the right.
Everybody leans to the right.
Mm-hmm. Armrest to the right. Mm. Mm-hmm. And if everybody leans to the right, then we're all okay.
Okay.
They say you should not do this on an airplane. Make small talk when you're with your fellow passenger when they are clearly reading. Sleeping or listening to music.
I see you with those headphones on. You've got your little neck pillow and you're getting ready. Right. So tell me about what's
the
best vacation
way
business
to pass the time. I think is to fall asleep or to read or listen to music. Right. A lot of people are super chatty and you never know who you're going to sit next to. And so it is kind of nice to at least meet the person sitting next to you because you've been. No coincidence most of the time, but it is okay to say, hey, do you mind? I'm planning on taking a nap. I'm just going to check out. I'll see you at the end of the flight, and that's okay.
All right. Don't spend half the flight standing in the aisle chatting with your friend who sat elsewhere. You're in everyone's way. The drink cart can't get to me fast enough, and your bum is at face level.
Your bum, right? Yeah. People hanging out out in the aisle, like right next to you. Yeah. Their bum is right next to you.
And if it's a night flight, it's even doubly worse because we're all trying to sleep.
Do you know, okay, here's another one of little Angel's pet peeves on the airplane, is when people get up and they use the back of your seat, like to prop themselves up, right, as a support.
Right.
And so my seat now is being all wiggled because
you have the same issue with theaters.
Yeah, use your own seat. Mm-hmm. You touch your own seat. Don't touch mine. And I like to sit in the very back row of the movie theater because I always end up in front of a kicky person.
Well, what about reclining? Sure the seats do recline, but, now you're all up in my business.
What about the people that are constantly getting up and down? They've got to stretch their legs. They got to go to the bathroom 2, 3, 4 times during a 2-hour flight.
Really?
Can you just sit?
Really?
Can you just be seated?
Don't get drunk in the bar at the airport. And, you know, even if you're flying, don't get loopy, because I'm telling you, at altitude, it has a different effect.
I know. I like going to places where there's less altitude. It's kind of fun. All right. How about this? Complaining about the lack of space on a budget airline. Hello. If you cared that much about your personal space, you wouldn't have spent $99 on your flight.
Yeah.
Right? You would have upgraded. We're all in the same space. We all have to get along, play nice in the sandbox. The luggage space is for all of us to share. We're all not happy about it. But if you could just pipe down and just enjoy the ride, it will all get there quicker.
I don't know why this is in the list.
Hmm.
Number 16, urinating on the carpet.
Who does? Okay.
That is not acceptable.
Everywhere. Anywhere. Like, okay, this is...
You do that at home?
Right? Okay, we don't pee anywhere, then we shouldn't. How about this one? Running past people to get to the next line that everybody else,
Excuse me. Excuse me. You know what? We're all in a hurry. We all have connecting flights. We all have to go somewhere. Pop down now.
Okay, so I didn't know you weren't supposed to recline your seat. Is that... It says here that you're the parody of a rude person if you recline your seat. I didn't know.
Okay, so most people don't.
I don't usually recline.
Therein lies the issue. That because we're on an economy flight, the seats are closer because they fit more people in those flights. And so reclining your seat really is a fairly rude luxury because... You're in my business. Your head is now in my lap. And usually, now for me, my knees get all banged up. So just think, you know, if there's nobody behind you, recline away. It's all good. Look before you
if there's
you
nobody.
Lean.
But all the airlines are full now these days.
Yeah, it really is. All right. Well, there's your ultimate guide to airplane etiquette. Thanks to the folks over at telegraph.co.uk. We'll be back right after these messages.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio. The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
I'll be your light, your match, your burning sun. I'll be the bright.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Thank you so much for taking time out of your business day to join us for ours. It is time to talk to, we know her as TSOC, the sweetest of Carries.
Well, that was a nickname given to her by her dear friend from high school, Carrie Conley. Vision is Victory, Infinite Nation. Hello, dear. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so on a high from this whole event. But thank you for playing our song.
Right? You know, that's straight up Charlie. We appreciate Charlie so very much here. Carrie, Vision is Victory, the event. Wow, what an amazing event that was.
Truly, you know, a lot of people have been asking me now that, it, you know, it's 48 hours after the event, how it went. I went to a networking breakfast this morning, and I said, wow, we are hearing like it was over the top. I said, it was, you know, I'm a vision expert. I said, it was beyond even my wildest vision.
Wow.
It was just too many awesome people in one room who were totally fired up, very collaborative with each other. I think a lot of people made some great associations, and, yeah, it was out of the ballpark, right?
It absolutely was. And I think that, you know, even, you know, as people are walking into a weekend conference, you know, they have some of their expectations and they were just completely blown away. It was bigger, it was better, brighter, everything was poured into there. Carrie, you did a phenomenal, phenomenal job. And you're right, people are still talking about it. We're still riding the high.
Yeah. And, you know, thank you guys for being a part of that energy. Having you guys come every year and be there and make me look really good is awesome.
You make it easy. Wouldn't miss it at all. Carrie, what are you sharing with us today?
Well, you know what our theme was coming out of Vision is Victory, and what I'm going to be writing on all year long is where there's a will,
there's a way.
There's always a way.
You betcha.
There's a way.
I love it.
It breaks my heart when people use the word can't over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're shutting down the pathway to even figure out the way. And the problem with the word can't is they believe it. So, you know, if anything, if I could just ride off of Viv and just keep talking about that for the next several weeks with all of these people who are listening right now that are saying, I want to make 2016 my best year yet, you have got to burn the word can't. And every time you get an opportunity presented to you, instead of saying, I don't see how it can happen, you say, where there's a will, there's always a way.
I love it. I love it. Thanks for the mantra for that, Carrie, because you're right. We get ourselves stuck in a space that we think we can't, other people tell us we can't, and the sad thing is that we believe it. But if something tragic was to happen, or some crisis, or something really the trip of a lifetime was to come to you, you'd find a way to say yes. And so when you've got your vision truly written down, you will do anything for that. You want it so badly, nothing's going to stop you, right, Carrie?
That's the truth. You know, so many people said, I can't go to Viv because it's too expensive, or I can't, you know, invest in having a coach. I just don't have the money. And I just have to, again, it just breaks my heart because yeah. I know that if all four tires on your car blew right now, you would find the money.
Isn't that the right? truth?
Yes. And it's the truth. When you need something bad enough, the house shows up.
You know, Carrie, I have just been on this high since going to Vision is Victory, the event. And everywhere I turn, I see Carrieisms. I see, you know, you got to want it like you need to breathe, right?
I think
I posted something on your Facebook wall about that. I think that there's so many times that people just... their vision is so anemic, and I wish I could just give them a good swift kick in the rear, to the right foot of fellowship, of course. you know, and
can I use that?
Absolutely, and get them back on track with what is right and healthy for them.
Yeah, it truly, you guys, I've said this twice now, and I really mean it. It breaks my heart because when people say, "I don't see how it can happen," it can't happen. You just don't understand my situation. I don't have money in the bank. I don't have support. I don't have a blah, 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 blah. You know, I have to tell you, all my life, I have always looked at something, and before I've shut it down, I thought, okay, well, give me about 48 hours to figure out the how, and I'll get it done.
Right.
Which didn't always work well for my mother when I was growing up, but it has always served me well in the right direction. Is if, you know, if there's something I want bad enough, and I've seen hundreds of people do this, you just go to work at figuring it out. But don't shut it down before you at least give it a chance.
Right, right. Yeah, try to figure it out. Give yourself, like Carrie said, give me 48 hours. I don't, you know, this is new. This is brand new on my plate. I wasn't thinking about this. I wasn't planning for this. Maybe I wasn't budgeting for this.
Right.
But let me figure it out. And you're right. It comes to you. And when you start saying yes to possibilities, more doors will continue to open.
Absolutely.
And so the door that you're hoping will open for you is probably just hidden right behind that yes that you just need to say yes. You know, that next answer you need to say yes to.
True.
I love it. I love it.
True.
Carrie, how do people get in touch with you and find out more about Infinite Nation and the community that you are taking people into that top six realm?
Yeah, just go to my website, infinitenation.com.
That was easy.
That was easy. infinitenation.com. Surround yourself with people that are going to inspire you, motivate you, encourage you, and they're not going to let you make excuses, because where there is a will, there is a way. Write that down and then check out infinitenation.com. Carrie, thanks so much for the tip, and oh my gosh, we just had a blast.
It was a phenomenal
time. And it was so much fun watching people be inspired and see their eyes light up with possibilities.
Folks should just line up right now and write, I'm going to Vision is Victory, the event next year. Regardless of whether we posted the time or date or anything like that, you know it's going to be sometime right around the beginning of the new year. Get it on and start saving a couple of bucks here and there to go make this happen. It is every bit worth it. Carrie, we love you. Thank you so very much. Mm-hmm.
I love you guys, too, and I already miss you.
I know, right? I know.
We'll
I missed you as
soon
as we landed. The temperature here was a little different.
Yeah, a lot different. All right, Carrie, thanks again. We appreciate the call. And, folks, we thank you for tuning in to this, the most positive business talk show in America. Truly game-changing if you instead of just passively listening to the broadcast, if you actually engage and pick up the phone and call the people that we talk to and meet them, they want nothing but the best for your business, as do we. The archives of this show and everybody else, or every other show that we do, can be found at experiencepros.com. So on behalf of Charlie and our producer, and Angel and I, have a good day.
This has been the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or visit them on the web at experiencepros.com, facebook.com/experiencepros, and twitter.com/experiencepros. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.